6, John H. Ferris and others as a preliminary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2007-36 for John H. Ferris and others based upon the record and for the following reasons, them being the proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. This proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing MR zoning, which does permit 4 lots per acre. In this case, the density will be 2.93 lots per acre. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways, public transportation. The project will be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. This approval, however, is subject to the following conditions, them being that there shall be no more than 7 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. Additionally, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. Any road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of the stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. Additionally, a system of street lighting shall be established. A sidewalk shall be located on one side of the street in the subdivision. The subdivision shall be served by central sewer system as defined by our Sussex County ordinances, designed additionally in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department and Department Natural Resources Environmental Control specifications. This preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. The staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2007-36, John H. Ferris and others as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for us to begin our public hearings. We are very glad that you're with us this evening, sacrificing part of your Thursday night, or maybe all of it, and maybe even part of your Friday morning, to be with us this evening. Anyone who wishes to speak will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time. For those of you who are not frequent visitors here at Planning and Zoning, I would like to direct your attention to our council to my left and your right, who is going to share a few words with you regarding the way in which we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves. Council?
The time and place for the scheduled hearings of Planning and Zoning conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission adopted in October 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. All persons present are invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and voting on the pending applications. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. Hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced by the chairman. The director will review the application and any agency comments and correspondence received to date. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that support the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses. The chairman will then invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. If there's a spokesman or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. Be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of supporters and opponents. No direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless permitted or requested by the commission.
Thank you. Our first public hearing is change of zone number 1647 SMI.